and the Power Cow.
It's time for another Kelly Express Mart pregame show as the Napoleon Pirates set to take on the Hanover Horton Comets from Napoleon High School. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly here on 95.9 The Power Cow, with Lumen Christie 90-63 win over Homer in our first game. So for the Napoleon Pirates, 12-10 overall, 8-8 in the Cascades East this season. They're in the second of two down seasons for the program after a great basketball run for this Napoleon program 2019 to 2024. They went a combined 86-20. That said, that regular season success just never carried over to the postseason. They just struggled to advance past the district tournament. And even though I mentioned second of two down seasons compared to that stretch, this has been an improvement over last season. Last year they finished 10-14 and ended up losing to Lumen Christie in the district semifinals. They were in middle of the pack Cascades team this year, as I mentioned, with that 8-8 record. They excelled against the bad Cascades teams, you know, your Addisons, your Vandercook Lakes, you know, teams like that. And they struggled against the good ones, you know, your Michigan Centers, Columbia's,
right,
Jonesville. And they did win the one game between these two teams, 60-52 over Hanover Horton back on January 14. And they do have a pretty decent non-conference win over Quincy. Otherwise, for their losses out of the conference, they've lost to Bath, Manchester, and Olivet. So Napoleon Pirates, pretty young team, especially from what we saw last year, but they do have a Cascades dream teamer in Tyler Nall.
He's been putting up some points this year, and I really want to thank Coach Derek Seidel for really, you know, providing us with information and stats,
yes,
after the game. And it's like every time I get an email from him, Nall's at the top of that list every week, every contest. So yeah, he's been the bright spot in a season that Napoleon basketball's not used to having.
Yeah, yeah, as we mentioned, just a very, very dominant program, at least in the regular season, over the last several years. But across from them is a team that is also in a down year compared not only to last season, but compared to historically a dominant, dominant Hanover Horton team, as these two teams square off to see who's going to face off in the district championship on Friday.
Well, when I look at the Hanover Horton roster, I'm seeing a lot of zeros. I mean, like a lot of sophomores.
Yes,
on that team, because they've got the grade listed at numbers. And there's this is a young, young team. But yeah, they had a lot of success with that team last year. They gave Lumen pretty much all they could handle in that district final last year. And with that said, you lose a lot of guys due to graduation. But this is a systematic team. These guys have been playing in the system for a long, long time. They're just young, and they're outgunned.
Yeah.
They're outgunned by teams who have seasoning and experience. So this downturn's not going to last more than a season or two,
yeah,
for Hanover Horton.
Well, and it's tough as well when you lose a guy like the reigning top player in the Cascades, The super soaper, Luke Soper, mm-hmm, who was absolutely spectacular in every single sport he played last year. But also, midway through the season, losing a guy like J.J. Russ to injury has really, mm-hmm, really stifled this Hanover Horton team. They actually got off to a good start, 6-3 to start the season. And then they, particularly after the injury to J.J. Russ, just started, unfortunately, to lose a ton of games. They ended up going just 3-10 after that 6-3 start.
Right. Yeah. So they're going to be. What did they play Napoleon last time? It was a while ago.
Back on January 14th.
Teams change a little bit.
Yeah, a month and a half
now,
ago.
So it's definitely going to be a little bit different of a matchup And of course, when you're looking at, you know, both these teams are hungry. Both these teams want to face Lumen come Friday. So it'll be, you know, when it's one and done at this point in the season, you know, win or go home. There's going to be a little extra oomph with both of these teams here tonight.
So Hanover Horton overall in the season 9-13. They, like Napoleon, finished 8-8 in the Cascades. And they're coming off back-to-back solid seasons. Mentioned a bit of a step back this year. Last year, 16-9. Two seasons ago, 16-9. Won the district championship. Fell to Lumen Christi in the regional semifinals. And then last year, another 16-9 season. And then lost to Lumen Christi, this time double overtime in the district championship. So you know they want a third crack at this Lumen Christi team.
Yes. Well, I mean, let's just call it how we see it, because we see it. We hear the conversation in the county. Everybody wants to be Lumen. It's Ric Flair's birthday. Ric Flair's birthday. And what did he say? Woo! But before that, before any woo, he would always say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And, you know, Lumen, with the success that they've had,
They're the man.
They've got that bullseye on their back, and everybody wants to be Lumen.
Yeah, and that's both these teams want to have a crack at them.
That was a good woo, by the way.
Thank you. I was going to say that was actually pretty spot on, if I do say so myself. So I'm actually impressed with myself, actually. I'm going to have to clip that recording after the game. Luke's probably already done it by now.
Send that to the MAB.
Yes. We're submitting it now for the 2026
Just edit me
award.
Out of it and send it to MAB.
So now you want to be edited out of stuff. All right. So for Hanover Horton as well, just like Napoleon, they've handled the bad Cascades teams but just struggled against the good ones, just firmly middle of the pack. And they have had some pretty tough non-conference competition. They've lost to Onsted, who's been really good. Concord, who's been a spectacular D4 team. Ovid Elsie, they took a step back from last year, but they were facing off against Lumen in the regional championship last year. Went away Christian as well.
Concord's in action tonight against Pansofia Academy. I'd like to find out the results there.
I know. Yeah, that's a team we're definitely going to be monitoring in Jackson County.
They should make it out of that district. They really should.
But, it should be a pretty fun district semifinal in this one. Napoleon and Hanover Horton squaring off here at the home of the Pirates, the Pirate Dome, Napoleon High School. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have tip-off and starting lineups for you on 95.9 The Power Cow. That wraps up the Kelly Express Mart pregame show.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Wrapping up the Star Spangled Banner here at Napoleon High School for our second matchup this evening. It is the Napoleon Pirates taking on the Hanover Horton Comets in the district semifinals. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. As we have the starting lineups for you. First up for the Hanover Horton Comets, starting five is Brody Bialy, Brady Pond, Tyler Harris, Jake Bradley, and Jacob Wire. Head coach is Andy Birch. For Napoleon, starting lineup is Gavin Davis, Jaden Service, Tristan Russell, Brady McLean, and Tyler Nall. Head coach is Derek Seidel. We're ready to get underway in this one. Napoleon wearing their home white uniforms with green numbers. Green pattern down the sides. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, wearing their road red uniforms. Navy numbers trimmed in white. And then on the front of the uniforms, you've got the Hanover and then number and then Horton on the bottom. Did I get that description about right?
Yeah, you know, spot on. I love that red with that navy blue kind of look to it, you know.
Hanover Horton does have some pretty good uniforms in their sports.
Very patriotic. And they realize that putting red with gray is a horrific idea.
Should never be done.
Never be done.
Somebody at some point from Michigan Center must have been an Ohio State fan.
Maybe.
Or maybe that was just an unlucky coincidence.
That we'll go with that.
So, ready to get this one underway out of the starting lineup presentation here for both these teams. It'll be Tyler Nall against Tyler Harris for the jump ball. A battle of the Tylers here. Of course, Tyler Nall, as we mentioned, made the Cascades dream team this season. And he accordingly wins the opening tip. Napoleon Pirates, first possession of the game, dish into the corner. Bradley, with Hanover Horton going the other way. Hanover Horton going from left to right on your radio dial. Bialy has it at the top of the key with Pond on the right wing. Pass fake now gets it to the top of the key for Bradley. Goes back to the right side for Wire. Lofts it back to the left for Bialy. Pump fake, drives past Davis, stopped at the free throw line. Now for Harris, back up top for Pond. Another pump fake, doesn't pull it. Far side for Harris. A lot of patience here for Hanover. Wire top of the key, far side for Bradley. Looks to pass into the paint, doesn't pull it. Now for Bialy, he fires the three. That one's left short. The rebound will be tipped out of bounds by Russell. It'll stay with the Comets.
Boy, I feel like Bialy grew a foot from last year.
Yeah.
He's much different player, stature-wise, than he was last year.
And speaking of Bialy, he's inbounding on the right side of the basket. Over for Pond at the top of the key. We're approaching 1 minute in. No score yet.
Very patient offense this Comet squad is running.
Against this 1-3-1 zone, trying to get the ball movement on the right for Wire. Back up top, three ball, Harris. That one's wide left. And then the rebound loose. Pond lost it, and Nall comes away with it. Napoleon going the other direction. McLean for Nall. Drives on the right, goes right to the basket. Layup off the glass, off the mark. Rebound down to Bradley. About 90 seconds in, still no points yet.
Not for lack of effort. They just haven't been able to get anything to fall.
Our team's just a feeling out process, trying to see what the other team's bringing in this one as We got a pass to the corner, and we're going to have an offensive foul on Bialy, a turnover.
Oh, wow. See, my eyes were already over in the corner where that pass was going, thinking that three was going to happen, but they had some mustard on it.
Yeah. So Napoleon the other direction with Gavin Davis across the timeline, guarded by Pond over for Nall. Drives into the free throw line, back in the corner for Russell. Cut off on the baseline. Gives it back near half court for McLean. Now on the left for Davis. Screen on the right. Drives through, back to the corner. Three ball. Russell in and out. Offensive rebound for Davis. Back up with it. Back outside. McLean three off the heel. Another offensive rebound for Russell. Back outside for Davis. Third time's the charm. Yes!
Persistence pays off. Wow, I was getting tired of these big men getting the rebound and kicking it back out. I wanted one of them to go back up with it, but it's better to have three on the board than two.
And they get the first bucket. 2.5 minutes into a bad pass. Bradley loses it in the corner, and another Hanover Horton turnover.
All right, we got a little Butterfinger chant from
the pirate ship,
right.
The student section. Or the Pirates on the far side. A lot of noise. As we got an inbound for Tyler Nall, back for Gavin Davis. Napoleon looking to grow their early 3-0 lead, almost 3 minutes into this first quarter. Russell on the near side for service. Drives through, kicks that out at the elbow for Davis, and he travels.
A little bit of walk. His feet wanted to go left, his body wanted to go right, and it was not chocolate in your peanut butter.
No. If that was a reference to something, that's been lost on me. Hanover Horton, the other way. That look that Mark W. Daly just shot me, folks, is something to behold. Hanover Horton on the far corner. Bit of a bump by Nall, not called.
That should be a walk.
Yeah, feet were in the air. Travel doesn't get called either. Floater in the lane, off the mark by Bialy. Hanover Horton still no points, 3 minutes in, as Davis stopped on the baseline. Russell through the lane, back into the corner for McLean. Say that 10 times quickly. Goes up with it, wide right for service.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Well, that's an easy reference.
Yeah,
but the specific way that you worded it kind of threw me off there.
Okay.
Pond for Bialy on the right. Fires the three. Makes the three. And finally gets Hanover Horton on the board.
We're at 4:20, and we're at a tied game of three apiece. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of defense in this one. As blocked. Harris swatting Nall from behind as he drove to the basket. And now Colin Griffiths the other way, getting some early action. We've got a three ball straight away, in and out for Harris. Ball pinballs around and comes down with Nall. And a foul in the backcourt on Bialy, his second.
Getting a reach in. Reach in and a bump, and he's probably going to be on the bench. That's too early in this game.
Yeah, especially for a key guy. As we got Cameron Sherwood and Blake Griffiths into the game for Hanover Horton, and Mason Priest in for Napoleon. Across the timeline, it's Gavin Davis, 3-3 tie. Less than 4 minutes to play in the first. McLean over for Davis to the top of the key, drives through, dishes down low, once more up top, wide open Priest, got it to him a little bit late, drives, kicks, near side corner, Davis, three ball, yes!
Nice little touch on that too. Just, they're patient with the ball until they find the open guy and they let it go quick. He's got to wait for that defense to break down a little bit.
One shot doubles the lead. It's 6-3.
Wow.
Napoleon over Hanover Horton, 3:20 left in the first. Now top of the key for Griffiths. Drives through, and he's going to be fouled. Getting us our first free throws of the game. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's on McLean, his first.
Much different pace, game number two.
Yeah.
Than what we had in game number one.
Yeah, both teams really slowing it down. Specifically, Hanover Horton, very patient. As Griffiths makes the first of two Aspen 1 Hour free throws. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Broken Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey, Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank, as the second free throw is offline by Griffiths. 6-4 is the score and a point in front with the ball. 3 minutes left in quarter number one. Tyler Nall, top of the keys. What's the D? Crossover layup. Left hand is good. What a finish by Nall.
He just weaved his way through everybody from the top of the key all the way down to the hoop. That was a sweet little play.
Easy to see why he's a dream teamer.
It wasn't broad. That was all finesse.
Yeah.
Pure finesse.
Great ball movement and great ball handling as well. Pond on the right for Hanover Horton. Back outside for Harris. Swing it one more time for Griffiths. Into the corner. Pump fake. Doesn't pull it. Pond gets it back outside for Griffiths. Guarded by Davis. Top of the key. Now on the right wing. Sherwood. Three. Yes.
Contested three. You know, with as patient as they are, you'd think they'd be waiting for a wide-open shot, but that was a contested three, and he drained it.
Comes in and knocks it in. That's the spark that the Comets needed. Cuts Napoleon's lead down to one, and out of bounds, Mason Priest got the ball in the corner, but his foot was on the line. We're going the other direction. Got a couple substitutions here. Jaden Service back in, as well Lucas Anderson getting his first playing time for Napoleon.
Some fresh bodies in there for the Pirates.
Hanover Horton up the floor with Blake Griffiths. Top of the key guarded by Davis. Screen coming on the right. Able to get it to him on the right elbow. Gets the handoff outside for Pond. Pass lofted over for Sherwood. Poked away. Top of the key picks up his dribble. Really harassed by Priest. Gets to the near side for Griffiths. Up top for Harris. In on the near side. One more pass back up top. Wide open. Pond three. That one's left short. Long rebound. Poked out. Smart play by Davis. Briefly led to a two-on-one, but Hanover Horton getting back defensively quickly. That stopped what was going to be an easy offensive rebound for Hanover Horton. Napoleon around the perimeter for Nall on the right wing. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Crossover both ways. Through the lanes. Forces it up and in.
Yeah, you can see why he earned those accolades through the Cascades. That's
this guy's a pure scorer.
He is. He just weaves his way through the. He can't be guarded.
So Colin Griffiths misses the layup on the other end and then commits the foul on the rebound. His first, third Hanover Horton foul. Quick substitution, Adam Lay into the game.
I remember we said his name quite a bit during the football season.
Yeah. Big part of that historic Hanover Horton team. 10-7, Napoleon lead. Kicks to the near side corner. Anderson, pump fake back outside for Nall. Inside 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. Layup is in, but it won't count. Foul before the shot on Tyler Harris.
Well, he grabbed him, and he did. He grabbed him. Right at the free throw line extended and held on to him to about, and he was halfway to the basket. Then they finally called it.
On the play on the inbound, back cut on the screen. Mason Priest lays it up and in for an easy two. 5-point Napoleon lead. 37 seconds left in the first. Harris back outside for Griffiths. Holds on to it for a moment. Jab step back to the near side for Harris. Back to the top of the key. Trying to get a shooter open on this zone defense. Back to the far side corner. Pump fake. Got a guy free. Doesn't take advantage. Back up top for Sherwood. On the aggressive defense. Near side for Harris. Pass fake right. Goes back up top. Final 8 seconds. Working for the last shot here. Harris. Top of the key. Swings it back over. Into the corner. Sherwood at the buzzer. Left short. And that will do it for a very defensive, very low scoring quarter number one. Napoleon leads 12-7 in our district semifinals here at Napoleon High School. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
5-point lead. The point over Hanover Horton going into the second quarter of play. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. And we got a juicy score update for you.
Well, Michigan Center advances. It wasn't easy, though. They got a 74-69 overtime win over Madison of the Adrian variety in Tecumseh.
And you said they led by 20 going into the fourth? Something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Crazy.
50-38, so about 12.
Okay. Not as big as I remember. For some reason, I remember 58-38. In either case, that's pretty crazy, but they still move on.
Yeah, we won't get that score here tonight.
Yeah. Not in this one. 12-7. Hanover Horton with the possession out of the quarter break, moving the ball around. Opens up a three in the near side corner, which is rattled up and in by Brody Bialy.
Well, they're patient. They're a patient offense. They just keep passing it around so that defense eventually breaks down. They're smart with the ball. They're protecting the ball.
They're in no hurry. Nall top of the key through the free throw line. Gets it over to Service on the right wing. Drives through, pass fake out. And now back to the perimeter for McLean, driving through for Russell. And he'll dribble it back outside. Up top for Lucas Anderson, and then for McLean, top of the key, Anderson. Crossover left, spin move at the free throw line. Might have walked. Goes back outside for McLean. Now Napoleon very patient here. Nall top of the key. Crossover, splits the D, layup. Nice move at the rim.
They can't guard him. They can't guard him. That's the third time he's driven to the hoop from the free throw line and gets there untouched.
Nall leading all scorers with six, at least tied with Bialy and Davis. So I guess technically not leading all scorers. 14-10 for the point over Hanover Horton, but Hanover Horton not able to answer on the other end. Wire, a shot from 5 feet out, missed. For the point up the floor with Nall. Couple crossovers through the lane. Another crafty finish on the left hand.
Again, from the top of the key to the basket and just weaves his way around the defense and gets it in. It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah. Now he leads all scorers with eight. Floater on the baseline left short by Bialy. And now Napoleon the other way quickly. Anderson dribbles through the lane. Kicks back out to the perimeter for Russell. Drives in and then back up top for McLean. Napoleon restarting their offense. Russell through. Euro step. Layup right hand. That one's off. Rebound tipped down, going back up with it, fall away, off the glass and in for Service.
That was pure muscle. Pure brute force willing his way to the basket.
Napoleon on an extended 10-3 run dating back to the first quarter. Leads 18-10. We're about 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. We're going to leave it right here on the timeout. Like to thank special playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, and Jackson Public Schools. We'd also like to thank the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency. So Napoleon, I mean, we talked about how defensive and low scoring that first quarter was. I think it's safe to say Napoleon has found their touch.
Yeah, I would say that. And it really starts with Tyler Nall and how he's able to drive the basket. So he's collecting their attention. And as soon as that happens, that's going to leave other guys open.
Yeah,
but Tyler Nall's been the driving force behind this offense tonight.
Why not go with your best player? When all is in doubt, everybody's struggling to score, go with your best guy. And that's what they've been doing. He's been delivering.
Well, this is a game of streaks. You know, that success is infectious. It's going to rub off.
Out of the timeout, half-court press by Napoleon. It's beaten by Hanover, and then a missed three in the corner by Weyer. Anderson the other way, back up top for Davis, fires the three. Oh, that missed. Nearly got a lucky bounce. Bialy goes across the Pirate logo at midcourt. Met by McLean on the near side. 18-10, Hanover Horton trailing here. 3 minutes into quarter number two. Bradley on the right, lofts it over for Harris on the left. Now inside the lane for Weyer, bounce pass on the cut. And then a dribble out of bounds by Pond, couldn't handle it.
That was a good look to Pond, just lost the handle on. If he gets that clean, he's able to go up with it for a quick score. That was a nice feed to Pond, if it was clean. Good luck.
Poyan looking to push the lead to double digits on this possession. Anderson over for service. The far side for Davis. Head fake drives to the basket. Tough layup. He's hit hard. He's going to get a trip to the line for two.
Head fake set that one up because you got the defender off the ground, and then he drives and able to get the foul going to the basket.
It's going to be the second foul on Colin Griffiths. With Gavin Davis at the line for two, he's got 6 points. First of two, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws, and he makes the first. Makes the next one. It's a double-digit lead. Napoleon, since the first quarter, on a 11-3 run, now a 12-3 run as he makes both free throws.
Well, Hanover Horton just needs to keep their cool and just keep their patience and not try to force it.
Currently outside with Bialy. Bounce pass on the far side, now on the baseline for Pond. Swinging it back out to the perimeter for Griffiths. One more time to Bialy near half court. Hanover Horton will do it again on the near side now. Harris has it stripped away, stolen. McLean, 3-on-2 the other way. Bounce pass, McLean at the rim, and he finishes on the fast break.
So you got to keep that ball either in a triple threat position or up above your head. He just put that right out in front of himself and allowed it to be poked away, which led to that Napoleon fast break.
Napoleon now on a 14-3 run since the last few minutes of the first quarter. 22-10 over Hanover Horton. Weyer on the far side for Sherwood. Takes a dribble, now goes down low for a floater. That's missed on the baseline by Griffiths. Rebound is loose. It comes to Sherwood. Pulls up at the left elbow. It's wide left on the jumper. And it comes down to Russell.
Third chances there for Hanover.
Just can't buy a bucket. Kicks it out to the corner. Wide open Davis three. That's off the back heel. Rebound down for the Comets. Going the other way. They've scored just 3 points in the quarter as the floater up and misses by Bialy. Still can't buy a bucket.
Is their rim smaller on that end?
It must be. Wonder what Napoleon did during one of those timeouts. Russell has it. Now back outside for Davis. Far side for McLean. Offs it back up top. Davis pass fake out. Drives kicks near side corner. Anderson three off the front. A rebound down to Sherwood.
Well, these guys, they can't get anything to fall lately.
Yeah, Hanover Horton's starting to step up defensively now. But now they need to get buckets, which they do on the far side with Colin Griffiths drilling the triple. That will put a stop to a 10-0 run that they just went on.
Napoleon calling the short timeout here.
So 22-13. 2:47 left in the first half. As the winner of this game will move on to take on Lumen Christi on Friday. Lumen with a big 90-63 win over Homer in our first game this evening.
Whoever advances out of this game, they're going to have to play a much different game on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both these teams playing a very slow game, but yeah, we saw how fast Lumen was able to push it.
Which is fine for this. They're complementing each other. They're both content with the pace of this game right now. Lumen won't be content with that.
No. Nope. Not with their depth, not with their talent. They're going to try to push the pace in that one. So out of the timeout, Napoleon. Top of the key, McLean. Now for Davis. It loses it. Nearly went to Null in the corner, but it's stolen by Griffiths. All alone, Sherwood on the fast break. Recovery attempt by Russell. It doesn't matter. Laid up and in by Sherwood.
Nice move. He had a big guy contesting that shot, and he was able to get it in.
Denver Horton trying to work their way back into it. Hook on the other end, meanwhile, is in for Davis.
Nice little soft touch on that one. Just allows it to bounce around on the rim until it finds its way in.
He's our first player in double digits. He's got 10 for Napoleon as the Pirates lead by 9. Wire gets it down low. Blew the money.
Good feed to him again. They just can't convert.
Tyler Nall has it on the right. Back up top for McLean, and then for Nall on the right. Pump fake. Fires the three anyways. Off glass, no. Rebound for Russell. And another try for Napoleon. They kick it back outside. McLean through. Stopped at the top. Now gets the back screen. Gets it on the right-hand side. Back up top for Davis. Priest has it. Cuts back on the top. Bounce past the free throw line for Russell. Looking for the backdoor cut. Doesn't get it. Now Napoleon really slowing things down here. McLean stopped at the free throw line. Back outside. Davis head fake on the three. Drives in. Tough shot. That one's up. No good. Wouldn't have counted anyways. He commits the offensive foul as Brady Pond able to set his feet, draw it.
Yeah, he was set there for a good chunk before they made contact. So that was a pretty easy call for the refs.
So Hanover Horton going the other direction. After that 10-0 run for Napoleon and extended 14-3 run, able to score 5 of the game's last 7 points. 60 seconds left in the first half. Wow. Sherwood on the right wing. That's too strong. Rebound fought for, and it'll be rolling out of bounds. Last touch by the Comets.
Good fight for the ball underneath. This game's going by quick.
I know. Yeah, compared to the second quarter in the last game where we had foul upon foul upon foul. Now on the right for Davis. Lofts it back to the near side for McLean. Cut off on his drive by Sherwood. Picks up his dribble at the top. Now for Priest on the near side. Final 33 seconds of the half. And we got a reaching foul on Colin Griffiths. His third personal foul.
That is something that really could have gone either way. We're seeing the ball handlers kind of put up their forearm and their elbow trying to make some space. That could be called on them too, depending on how aggressive that contact is. So, and we're seeing a little bit of that. I don't want to say it's chippy, but we're seeing some physicality that the refs are letting go.
And an inbound in the backcourt for Napoleon. Davis walks it to the right for Priest. 25 seconds to go in the half. 9-point Napoleon lead. Nall has it on the left. Drive through, sidestep. Back up top for Davis. Final 15 seconds now. Napoleon looking like they want the last shot. Far side for McLean. Dribbles near the logo. Final 6 seconds now. Handoff left side for Priest. Trying to get it to Nall. Didn't get it to him. Priest through the lane. Pump fake. Pass out. And it's going to be stolen away just before the buzzer by Blake Griffiths. And that wraps up the first half with Mark W. Daly shaking his head.
They had no sense of urgency to try to get that last shot off.
No.
They didn't seem like they were in a hurry at all.
And ended up with the turnover. Well, for what it's worth, they do lead by 9 at the halftime break. Low-scoring one. 24-15 at the half. Napoleon over Hanover Horton. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in that first half. This is Boys District Semifinal Basketball. Back in 3 minutes on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are at halftime of our second and final game this evening, district semifinal between Napoleon and Hanover Horton. Napoleon leads at the break 24-15. We also have another score update.
16 apiece down in Tecumseh. Columbia Central and Adrian are knotted up at the end of the first quarter.
So it's safe to say we're ahead of them a little bit. I mean,
just a little bit.
And overtime will do that.
Overtime will do that. And, well, we've got a fast-paced game. Well, we've got a
fast-paced on the clock.
The clock that hasn't been stopped a whole lot in this contest.
Not a whole lot of fouls, but, yeah, not a whole lot of stoppages otherwise.
Or is that their starters? The starters that are up on the board right now, two fouls for the Pirates. And two fouls for the Comets. For the starters that are on the board. There might be more than that for the non-starters if you throw them in there, but that's...
Griffith's off the bench as three fouls for Hannibal Horton. So he's kind of the only one who's dealt with foul trouble.
Right.
But yeah, very low scoring. Brutal. We were like midway through the first, and it was still only like 6-3.
Yeah.
And then that's when Napoleon finally got the fuse lit.
They broke that seal.
Yeah, and they turned a 8-7 lead in the first quarter into a 22-10 lead in the second quarter, 14-3 run. And then Hanover Horton, they scored five quick points. Napoleon got one more score, and I don't even think we got a single point the last 2 minutes.
That accurately describes the pace. Yes.
Yeah. Very slow pace in this one.
If you like basketball defense, we've got the game for you right here.
That's it right here. Yeah. And keep in mind, this is coming fresh off of a game where Lumen Christie scored 90 points.
Yeah. Very fast paced. A lot of action in that one.
Yeah. But and it's evened itself out with this one.
Right.
But,
yes, it has.
Yeah, so again, very slow pace, but credit to Napoleon. They started to find their shot. Tyler Nall, some of his moves that he made through the lane scoring, impressive. And then don't forget Gavin Davis, a quiet 10.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Nault has been fabulous to watch. He really has. You can see why he's at the top of the stat sheet almost every game. He is such a hard player to defend. When he gets that quick step from the top of the key and threads his way through three defenders and virtually makes his way to the basket untouched, that's a thing of beauty.
So, looking at how this game has been played, Hannibal Horton, they don't look too bad offensively. They just have not been able to capitalize on their shots. In your opinion, what does Hannibal Horton need to do to get back into this game? I mean, it's 9 points. Not like they're out of it, per se, but how do they try to flip this in their favor?
Yeah, they're having a hard time getting anything to fall, which happens. It happens. This is a game of streaks. You know, once they get into that rhythm, they'll get stuff to fall. But to get into that rhythm, you got to be a little... I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself, because you do have to be patient on offense. You have to find that open man. But at the same time, you got to find a little bit of a rhythm. And Hannibal Horton hasn't found any rhythm. And they'll get an open shot, but that's after what feels like a gazillion passes to finally get it. So, yes, continue to be patient, but not that patient.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense
okay,
to me.
All right.
So, 24-15, halftime score. Napoleon over Hannibal Horton. Get some scorers here for you. Davis, I mentioned. Gavin Davis has 10. Tyler Nall has 8. And then 2 each for Service, Priest, and McLean for Napoleon. Meanwhile, for Hanover, Brody Bialy leading the way with 6. We got 5 from Cameron Sherwood and 4 for Colin Griffiths. We'd like to thank our special playoff presenting sponsors, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, and Jackson Public Schools. One more time, halftime score 24-15. That wraps up the halftime report. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we got the second half for you from Napoleon High School on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt, delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Second half is upon us for our final game this evening. District semifinals, Napoleon and Hannibal Horton, the Pirates with a 24-15 lead over the Hannibal Horton Comets. Connor Dockery and the Mark W. Daly with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Napoleon with the first possession going from left to right on your radio dial. Nice backdoor cut. Davis to Null. Gets a quick 2 points.
Yeah, quick speed on that one, too. Great look and just took it right to the hoop for the quick score.
Null with 10 now. Second Pirate in double-digit scoring with Davis, the guy who got the assist there. Now ball movement into the corner. Gets to a wide-open Brady Pond who nails the triple.
Patient, but not that patient.
That's more the offense. See, they also had the feed going into the locker room for the halftime report. They listened to us. Ball kicked out of bounds.
Only this time they converted. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
See, again, Hanover Horton, it's not like they got bad looks in the first half. They just need to finish.
Right.
Napoleon inbounds to the far corner for Nall. Couple pump fakes. Then he'll pull it back outside up top with Brady McLean. Currently an 8-point Pirate lead. Now over to far side for Davis. Another handoff for Russell. Pulls it back near side. Nall has it on the logo. Guarded by Pond. Back near side for Davis. Swings it back up top. Nall hesitates. Drives through the lane. Tough finish. That one's off the mark and rebounded by Bialy.
Still a good look. It's been his bread and butter all night.
Tough one by Bialy on the other end. Floats it up, but he does draw the contact, and that'll get him to the free throw line. And, hey, that's a good way for Hanover Horton to try to get back into this game, try to get to the free throw line.
If you can drive, if you can get them to follow you as you drive in, get them in trouble, have to rethink their strategy, and you get the opportunity for points.
Yeah, especially as we mentioned, in the first half, just two total fouls on Napoleon as the first of two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws up and in for Bialy. And he makes the second one as well. Hanover Horton back within six. We're approaching the 92nd mark of the third quarter as we got a quick layup on the other end from McLean to beat that full court pressure. Outlet pass on the other end gets a quick layup from Harris. Back-to-back quick scores for both teams.
A couple fast break action here. It's a nice change of pace.
28-22, Napoleon up. And Nall fighting his way through traffic, draws the foul, and they will give him the continuation. He's going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, you just need to, it feels like they got away from that a little bit, and they just need to keep feeding Nall, keep getting those lanes to the basket and drawing the fouls. We're kind of seeing that a little bit on both sides. It's kind of changed the pace a little bit here in the second half.
So first is in Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws for Tyler Nall. Also like to thank the Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc., and Wilby Transit Mix for their support in tonight's coverage. Second free throw a miss, and Napoleon's lead is 7. Hanover Horton the other way. Wire trapped on the block. Pass is tipped away by Russell. And it's picked up by Nall going the other way as Hanover Horton's defense recovers quickly. And then we got a bump and a foul by Brady Pond, his second.
That was a pretty easy turnover for Napoleon. They kept their feet on the floor, just had their hands up in the air, and that pass just went off of some fingertips and then into the hands of the white jerseys.
Cameron Sherwood in for Jacob Wire, and he provided a spark off the bench for the Comets in the first half with 5 points. The point ball once more with Davis at the top of the key. Harassed by Bialy on the perimeter. Now for McLean on the left side. Back for Davis. Drives to the left. He's cut off by Bialy. And up top for Russell. Near side, Null. Off the screen. Russell, jab step, back to the far side corner. Three ball, McLean, nothing but net.
Good ball movement. Good way to be patient and waiting for the defense to break down, find that open shooter in the corner.
And a three-pointer answered on the other end by Pond. Trading threes, Napoleon briefly had a double-digit lead there. Back to within 7 as a three-pointer response on the other end missed by Russell. 32-25, Hanover Horton trailing here 3 minutes into the third quarter. Near side for Griffiths, now for Harris. Stopped at the free throw line. Back for Griffiths outside. And into the far side corner for Baiao. He hesitates, fires a three off the heel. Didn't get the friendly bounce. Nearly dropped after. But now brings it the other way for Davis. Through the lane, jump stop, and a nice finish. He had a guy open in the corner, but defense reacted. He scores.
That jump stop to the left, kind of changing his trajectory, was able to get him open for that shot.
Now a three ball in the corner again for Pond. He's his second in the quarter. He's got nine.
That's going to be a spot. Just put an X on it because he hasn't missed from that spot yet.
X marks the spot. Pirate ships. Pirates.
Not saying, I'm just saying.
If only his team was the Pirates, yeah, but it's not
the Comets.
It's the Comets.
Yeah.
He is in the Pirate Dome, after all.
On Jim Dutton's court.
That's right. 34-28, Napoleon leads with the ball. 4 minutes left in the third. Through the lane for McLean. Fallaway shot. One-legged Jokician finish is in. You were asking for Denver Nugget references,
you
and you get one.
Yeah, yeah.
So he scores. He's got nine. Napoleon leads by eight. Another Pond three. This time it's blocked by Russell. And then Davis bowls over Pond, and it looks like they're going to get Pond on the blocking foul, his third.
He's trying to cut off that lane there at the, right there at the out of bounds line, but did not get his feet set. They're going to call that every time. That's so hard to get a charge in that area of the floor.
Got a 30-second timeout here from Napoleon as they lead over Hanover Horton by 8 points. 3:32 left in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
I'd like to thank our playoff presenting sponsors, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, IST, Josh's Dumpsters, and Jackson Public Schools. For tonight's district semifinal coverage, Napoleon leads 36-28 over Hanover Horton out of the timeout. 3:30 left in quarter three. Davis on the left wing gets the handoff for Anderson. McLean on the right, back for Tyler Nall up top for the Pirates. Hands off Davis, three ball. That one's wide left. Long rebound. Nall can't get there, and Hanover Horton will go the other way.
Young man in the stands almost had a souvenir.
I don't think they'd let him get that,
no,
though.
No way. It's not baseball.
No. Even in baseball, high school level, they like to keep those.
What's going on with the Tigers, man?
It's spring training.
Okay.
Top of the key, now in the far corner, Pond, this time in and out. Now a rebound, fallaway shot by Yali, gets fouled on the putback, and he's back to the line for two.
I think they're going to call that one on Davis.
They'll get Anderson.
Okay. Anderson, huh?
Lucas Anderson.
Wow.
Rudy Baiao, 7 points. First of two. Aspen, 1 hour free throws, rattles home.
Well, he's got a quick release on that. It's almost like it's kind of from the hip, too.
Yeah. Yeah, quick. Steph Curry-like free throw. And he makes both. Pulls Hanover within six. Nall to the rim, takes the bump, and the bucket.
It's like Hanover Horton is trying to break down on that when he's, because he's just driven and scored on him so many times.
No, they'll call it an offensive foul. It doesn't count. Wow. Take that 2 points off the board.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Huh. Maybe a little bit too much of an elbow. I don't know. Kick to the near side corner, Harris. Hanover Horton with the ball, trailing by six. 2.5 to go in the third. Pass fake out to the near side corner. Sherwood, pump fake on the block. Blocked away by Anderson. Goes back up, and this time he's fouled. Connor Sherwood to the line for two.
Had that first one clean, got a little bit of the forearm on that second one. Now, I was saying down at the other end, it's like Hanover Horton is trying to solve that puzzle of Nall a little bit. They're now collapsing more into the key when he's driving in. So they must have talked about that to bring in some help.
Yeah, trying to take away his lanes particularly because he was just getting to the rim with ease in the first half. First of two Aspen one-hour free throws in for Sherwood. He's got six. Pulls Hanover within five. He's got one more. Misses the second one. A point going the other way. Top of the key for Davis. Now back up top for Nall. Turns the corner. Back outside. Drives through the lane. Tough layup. Blocked, but they're just going to call it out of bounds. Nice block by Davis. Outstretched arm. Nall was definitely looking for the contact.
It's been a frustrating couple of series for Nall. You can see it in his reaction on the court.
Inbound on the right side of the basket. Lobs it near half court for Anderson. And he's got to be guarded out there by Griffiths. To the right, fakes the handoff, stops on the low block, pulls it back to the corner and to the perimeter for Priest up top. Drives to the lane, layup on the right hand. That's a hard foul from behind, looked like by Alley. And Priest will go to the line for two.
Hanover Horton certainly not as passive down low as they were in the first half. Showing more aggressive, and they're not, you know, they're willing to give that foul now in order to get the stop.
Trip to the line brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. First free throw by Mason Priest is wide right. Fouls on Tyler Harris, his second and team's fourth. And Mason Priest misses both. So Hanover Horton, they can cut this deficit down to one possession after trailing by double digits earlier in this game. Now on the left-hand side for Griffiths. Bounce pass up top for Harris. Griffiths once more. Ooh, he had an open shot. He didn't take it, and then he loses it. Stolen by Nall. Going the other direction, closely guarded by Bialy. Stopped inside the three-point line and pulls it back outside with Bialy. Through the lane, bounce pass on the low block. Layup on the right-hand left, short by Service. Gets his own rebound. Kicks outside. Davis straight away three. That's too strong. Two on two the other way by Alley. He overled Harris, and it's out of bounds. It's a bad turnover.
There's no way he was going to get that ball into him. It was a two on three, and all three were around the intended recipient of that pass. There's no way he was getting that in there.
Covered like a wide receiver.
There you go.
On that one. So it's Napoleon ball the other way, leading Hanover by five. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Anderson at the top, cut off by Sherwood. Back now for Nall near half court. Couple dribbles, drives on the left. Layup is up, off the mark. Good defense by Griffiths.
Yeah, they're crashing down on Nall now. They brought another guy off coverage as he was driving to put two, sometimes three bodies on him when he's going to the hoop.
Hanover Horton going to be patient right here. We'll see if they work for the final shot of the quarter. 30 seconds and ticking here. With Blake Griffiths near half court, sends it over on the far side for Bialy. Guarded by Davis and for Griffiths once more. And back and forth with Bialy. Just trying to kill the clock here. 15 seconds and ticking now. Hanover Horton trails by five. Bialy far side, now 8 seconds. Near side for Griffiths and then for Colin Griffiths. 3 seconds left through the lane, back outside. Colin Griffiths, three off glass and missing. And that will do it for the third quarter as Hanover Horton chipping their way into that lead. They trail by five going into the fourth, which starts in 60 seconds. You've got boys district semifinal basketball on 95.9 The Power Cal.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 and 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
16-12, third quarter for Hanover Horton over Napoleon. Leads us to a 36-31 fourth quarter score. Now underway with Hanover Horton first possession. Three-pointer in the corner blocked by Null. Stays with the Comets.
That almost hit up there by the 414 wins next to Jim Dutton's name.
Yeah, it was. He got all of that one. Hanover Horton still trying to cut it to within one possession, and on the cut, Pond wasn't looking. Pass was intercepted. Napoleon the other way. Nall, Euro step into contact. Didn't get the whistle, missed the shot. But a long rebound out to McLean, and Nall will have it again up top. 30 seconds into the fourth. Nall again on the near side, spins, gets the guy on the floor, but can't finish as Pond tried to draw the charge.
A little bit of a flop.
Little bit.
Little bit of a flop on that, but that's what you do.
Comet ball, still trying to cut it to within one possession. Wire near side for Bialy. Drives through in the far side corner. Harris three. That's off the mark. Rebound for Davis. Now a quick two-on-one developing the other way. Bounce pass intercepted by Wire. Outlet pass to Bialy. One-on-one layup right hand in.
Well, yeah, just a nice fast break series here between these two teams. Picking up the pace a bit.
Napoleon's lead cut to three. Davis on the baseline, and he is going to have the ball stripped out of bounds by Wire. It stays with Napoleon. Did you by chance have any score updates from Tecumseh?
Oh, let me check.
I know we're ahead of that game.
35-29 at the half. Adrian on top of Columbia.
All right, that one's close. No, on the inbound, he gets the bucket. He's up to 13 points now. And Napoleon, their lead back up to five. 90 seconds into the fourth. Time starting to tick here. Sherwood give and go back in top with Wire, and on the right for Bialy. Turns around the corner, back around the perimeter. Down low for Sherwood. Blocked away by Russell. Offensive rebound for Pond, and his putback lands him to the free throw line on the foul.
The height for Napoleon, just too much for Hanover Horton to overcome that low in the key.
So Pond so far with 9 points. Now misses the first Aspen one-hour free throw.
Still with 9 points.
That is correct. We'd like to thank Kelly Express Mart Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment for their support in tonight's coverage of boys' district semifinal basketball from Napoleon High School. Misses both free throws. Pond comes up empty, still a five-point game. Now the other way. Quick handoff through the lane for McLean. Pass back outside, poked away by Wire. Goes right back to him. Now in the other corner for Davis. Stopped through the lane, up and under. Got the defender in the air, but he blew the chance. He does clean up the mess. Gets his own rebound and puts it to bed.
It's nice when you're able to take out your own garbage and end it, you know, with putting a quick two on the board.
Now a seven-point Napoleon lead. 2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. This is near side for Bialy, now for Wire. Back on the far side. Harris for Sherwood. Back for Harris. On the right wing back for Wire, moving it around the perimeter patiently. Sherwood near side, pass fake in, goes up top. Harris, three, rolls off. Offensive rebound for Hanover. Pond kicks it back outside. Sherwood, pump fake, pulls it at the left elbow. Jumper is off from two. Another offensive rebound, but it's going to be ripped away by Jaden Service. And then a foul in the backcourt on Jacob Wire.
That was starting to get a little chippy there. Really aggressive trying to pull in that rebound when that would have been the appropriate time to call for a jump ball.
Yeah, that was, yeah, compared to the first half, pretty quick whistle on that. The point in the other direction with Gavin Davis. Hand off for Russell. The point leads by seven. Less than 5 minutes to play. Through the lane for Nall. Stopped on the low block. Goes up with it. Scores and draws the foul.
Well, he's finally been able to do it. They've been making it difficult for him driving in the lane during the second half. And there, finally able to make them pay. Thought he had that little earlier in the half and ended up being called an offensive foul.
Yeah. And that's also going to be the fourth personal foul on Brady Pond. So Nall at the line for an Aspen 1 hour and one free throw, and he misses it. Rebound is free. Nall comes away with it, goes back up with it, and he scores again over Wire.
Just grit. Grit right there.
Gets a steal. All alone. McLean, fast break layup, blows it. Defensive pressure coming from behind influenced that miss. As Hanover Horton the other way, they really got to go on a run now. Down double digits again. Another turnover. McLean has it in the backcourt. Picks up his dribble. But Napoleon, a couple passes, able to get it into the front court with Nall. Top of the key. Back over for McLean. Off the screen. Poked away from behind. And it'll stay with Napoleon. Blake Griffiths checking in for Bialy. Davis inbound on the right side of the baseline. Lofts it into the corner for Nall. Looking for the handoff. Gets it for Davis. Now driving through the lane. Tristan Russell stopped on the block. Back outside for Nall. Got a sidestep. Give it back outside for McLean. Couple dribbles back for Davis and then for Nall. Fires the deep three. Nothing but net in front of the student section.
He's just taking over this game. Last couple minutes, you put the ball in the hands of the best player and just let them do their thing.
Tyler Nall up to 20 points to lead all scorers. Napoleon out to a 14-point lead, their largest of the night. And another steal. Hanover Horton just giving this thing away. 3 minutes left, and we've got Nall losing the ball on the floor, and we got a quick timeout called by Napoleon.
Good heads up for the coach to call that timeout. It's a full.
We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 60 seconds, Napoleon leads 47-33 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
47-33 out of the timeout. Napoleon over Hanover Horton and Napoleon ball. As Napoleon has scored 9 unanswered. Well, mostly Tyler Nall, as through the lane, Tristan Russell gets fouled on a layup, and he'll go to the line for two. Fouls on Tyler Harris, his third. Tristan Russell, no points yet, but he's at the line for two. Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First free throw is off.
Free throws have been hard to come by for both of these teams here tonight.
Yeah, it's been tough. And in that timeout as well, I think I saw a sign in the crowd by a fan. I think Tyler Nall just crossed 1,000 career points. Tristan Russell makes the second free throw. Extends the lead to 48. That's now a 12-0 run for Napoleon. Hanover down low. Reverse layup off the mark by Alley. And now a two-on-one the other way. Layup left hand up and in for Davis.
Oh, he was looking like he wanted to throw that one down, but went with the safe touch.
52-33. Hanover Horton, it was close. They were within a possession. Got Bialy, bucket underneath the basket. And now an outlet pass for Napoleon. They turned it over on the other end. Just like that, it's a 17-point lead.
Well, they haven't had an answer for the Napoleon Pirates here in the fourth quarter.
No.
Haven't been able to keep pace.
For reference, the first bucket of the quarter was by Hanover Horton, and that pulled them within 3 points. And then that's when Napoleon exploded on that big run. Now through the lane, Sherwood shuffles it back outside for Bialy. Now for Sherwood, top of the key. Move it around back to the corner. Three ball, Pond. Might have been blocked. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it, and he scores.
That's some good grit there. He's one of the littler guys out there going over and getting that and getting it over some bigger guys.
Timeout called. 15-point lead for Napoleon. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
A 16-0 Napoleon run turned a 3-point lead into a 19-point lead, as the lead is currently up to 13. 50-37, Napoleon over Hanover Horton. Final buck 40 of this one, as Hanover Horton looking to be a lot more aggressive, trying to play these passing lanes, trying to force turnovers now. Playing with desperation, their season on the line. Power Nall near half court. Met by Pond. Gets into the double team near half court. Swings it near side for Russell. Back to the far side corner. Wide open McLean through the lane. Layup in and a foul. So many and one chances.
They're calling that an intentional foul on Pond. So that's going to put him all alone at the free throw line.
All alone. So they will credit it with the made score, and that is also the fifth foul on Brady Pond. He's done. And if this result holds, that is it for his season.
But they found him wide open down there. McLean. And instead of just pulling up for the shot, he drove right to the basket for the high percentage shot, able to make it and draw the foul. And at the same time, you get, you know, looking at it from the perspective of Napoleon, you get one of the impact players for Hanover Horton off the court.
First free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. A miss by McLean. We'll see if they give him another try, because he did make the basket for the and one. It looks like with the foul, the intentional foul, the flagrant foul perhaps, Tyler Nall is going to shoot the second free throw, which he makes. Well, they'll give him one more. Wow. So the and one free throw and then the bonus two, which one of two of those missed by Nall. Out of that little break, Davis inbounding on the right side of the basket. 1:14 left in this one. Napoleon on their way to moving on, leading by 16. Ready to face Lumen Christi in the district championships in this building on Friday. Nall on the right-hand side. Bunch of ball movement now for Napoleon, just trying to kill the clock. With Hanover Horton just running all over the place, trying to force a turnover any way they can. Nall double teamed at half court, now shovels on the far side, down low, easy two for service.
They just brought the defense up, passing it back and forth, and left service wide open down low.
And now a turnover on the other end by Alley. Hanover Horton was trying to push the pace, and they turned it over, and that will now bring in the reserve unit for Napoleon.
End of three, Northwest leads Holt 53-51 in Mason.
Nice. Go Mounties. We won a Jackson versus Northwest district championship over there.
Concord beat Coldwater Pansofia Academy 80-21.
Wow. So Napoleon with their bench unit in. We got Nick Davis out there, Shea Carafino. Turner Ahrens in. Turnover now. Nick Davis throws it away. Levi Lataki in. And A.J. Buckley in as well. And we're going to need a quick timeout as Cameron Sherwood has blood on his uniform. It looks like he's going to be subbed out, replaced by Colin Griffiths. Getting a hand from the Hanover Horton supporters in attendance for his season with the team. 55-37, Hanover Horton trailing here, 20 seconds left. Three ball in and out by Braden Keeler, who just checked in. Buckley has it for Napoleon, and they'll likely just dribble out the clock here. Final 6 seconds. Napoleon on the precipice of moving on. Pass thrown away by Griffiths. Half court heave, that's short. And we have a final, 55-37. Hanover Horton sees their season come to an end at the hand of the Napoleon Pirates, who dominated that fourth quarter, went on a 14-0 scoring run to effectively seal the deal with that 18-point win. So a great performance by the Pirates, and that sets us up for a Napoleon versus Lumen Christi district championship.
It's going to be a lot of green in the stands
yes.
on Friday.
It's going to be hard to discern from a distance between the different fans and student sections in this one. Similar
yeah.
colors between the schools.
You know, home game for Napoleon and Lumen Christi fan base. Well, we've seen it. They travel well.
They travel well. They can get very rowdy, too. So we're going to take a 4-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. On the other side on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 and 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
District semifinals from Napoleon High School are in the books as Napoleon takes down Hanover Horton 55-37 earlier this evening. Lumen Christie taking down Homer 90-63, and the Mark W. Dale, looks like you got some scores.
I actually have, after three in Tecumseh, Adrian is on top of Columbia Central 58-42.
Ooh, so.
Now, last I heard from Mason, the Mounties were on top 69-61 with 3 minutes left. That was a hot minute ago. So we'll see if I can get that final from GOC.
Man, I really hope Napoleon, or sorry, that Northwest pulls that out and we can get a Jackson versus Northwest district championship at Mason.
A future SEC white matchup.
Yes.
And in a district final. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and yeah, two crosstown rivals. That would be a fun matchup. So definitely hoping the Mounties pull that one out. But for this one, we had a little bit of everything. We had some low-scoring defensive play in the first quarter. Then we had a big run by Napoleon to build a lead, and then Napoleon, well, then Hanover Horton making a comeback, able to pull within three at the start of the fourth quarter, and then we had a final blow to Hanover Horton's season. Napoleon going on a 14-0 scoring run to turn a three-point lead into a 17-point lead, and then they were able to just ride that one home till the end.
You know, and it wasn't all turnovers. There was a certain element of that, too. But Hanover Horton just had such a hard time getting things to fall.
Consistently, too.
Well, they were forcing some shots, but they were whiffing on some wide-open shots, too. They just, no matter what, and that's how this game goes. It's a game of streaks, and if you're in that bad side of the streak, it's going to bite you, and it bit Hanover Horton tonight. They just had a hard time getting things to fall.
And against that Napoleon zone, it looked like they obviously were trying to get the ball movement going around the perimeter mostly to try to generate an open look, but we didn't really see any drive and kick to try to collapse the defense
right,
and really open up maybe two options on the perimeter as opposed to, you know, pass once, pass in the corner, and then pass to the opposite wing. That was kind of all they were doing, really, to generate open shots. I think they needed to do a little bit more, as I mentioned, some driving kicks potentially to try to get some better looks. And it wasn't really until the second half we saw them start to penetrate and get some fouls and free throws. But just it wasn't there consistently. And once Tyler Nall lit on fire in that fourth quarter, ball game
over. It was done. He was draining threes. He was driving. They had made adjustments for that third and fourth quarter where they're dropping other guys off of the man that they were covering, and they were crashing down two or three on Nall just to try to contain him. I think it was Stuart Scott who said, or maybe it was, you can't stop him, you can only hope to contain him. And
yes,
they contained him for a little bit. That wasn't Stuart Scott, that was Patrick. Dan Patrick. and they contained him for a little bit, but that cork burst final half of that fourth quarter, and Nall was just unstoppable.
And he finished strong, finished with 21 points.
Got his 1,000th, too.
Yes. Terrific career, high school career for Tyler Nall as a senior. Again, all Cascades dream team for Napoleon. Leading scorer of the game, and don't forget Gavin Davis, 16 points, had a strong game. Brady McLean had 11. Meanwhile, leading scorer was Brody Bialy for Hanover Horton, 13 points, also had 11 from Pond. Cameron Sherwood with 6. Score update.
So, now this says 2:57 to go. From a different source, Northwest 69, Holt 61. With 2:57 to go.
Okay.
So the other one was same score 3 minutes ago. So
we
got to be close to a final.
Hopefully. But Hanover Horton, their season comes to an end at 9-14 overall. They fall in the district semifinals to Napoleon. Again, final score there, 55-37. Napoleon advances to take on the Lumen Christi Titans in this building on Friday.
They're going to have to play a different game than they did tonight. Because both these teams, we had a little bit of run and gun, a little bit of some full court.
Fast break points.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Fast breaks here and there. But for the most part, both these teams are kind of content with passing it around the horn, chewing up some clock, being patient, sometimes too patient, and trying to find the open shot. That's not going to work. That is not going to work against Lumen. they're going to have to keep pace with Lumen, which means they're not going to be paid. They're not being patient won't pay off on Friday. So it's going to have to be a much different game.
And I think they got to find ways to get some other guys going early too, because Tyler Nall was really the main one who got them going early, and he's really the one who finished the game for them. But I have a slight feeling that Lumen's going to have him circled on the roster, prepping for this next.
I'm sure. And if you shut him down, you basically shut the team down. Yeah, they've got other weapons there, but not really as many as potent as Nall. So unlike Lumen, they're just deep.
They have, you know, they're six, deep. Seven, eight guys that can go off for double digits on any given night. So it should be a fun one on Friday at 7 o'clock right here at Napoleon High School. Napoleon and Lumen Christi for the district championship. As that brings us to the end of tonight's district semifinal doubleheader. As Luke Moorhead the second, holding down the fort back in the studio for the Mark W. Daily. And a great night of broadcasting tonight. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow. Good night, everybody.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Right now.